This place, it looks so familiar. Have we been here before?
We have, years ago.
What exactly are we looking for?
What we're looking for should be right here.
Is it not here?
It's here, just buried.
Buried? Oh, I know why we're here. It's all coming back to me now. You see, little one, last time my sister and I were here, we, were a pair of troublemakers.
Don't give our friend the wrong idea. We didn't cross anyone who didn't deserve it. Here it is. Go ahead, human. Open it. Well? Yes, it's what you think it is. How did we get this? I stole it. Why?
Well, sister, you brought us here. Please, enlighten the little one for us.
Very well. My friend, as Freya said, it's been years since we were last here. Ah, there you are. What are you wearing?
I believe it's called a cloak. I made it myself. So, how do I look?
Very furry.
Isn't it great? Years of collecting pelts have finally paid off. Oh, and, it comes with a hood. Like it? What?
Oh, nothing.
You should have one, too. You're very underdressed.
It's the usual rags. This is what we normally wear.
In a snowstorm?
Why not?
You are a strange one, sister. A freak of nature. Or maybe you're a frost giant.
Ha, very funny. Anyway, been waiting a while for you. Shall we proceed?
Lead the way.
So, what kept you?
Mother insisted I bring the family more firewood before heading out. I gathered as much as I could, and then some. Once she was satisfied, I made my way here.
Just you? Her three sons couldn't handle it? Or at the very least pitch in?
They're with Father.
Doing what?
Hunting. Father said he spotted a mammoth. Took the boys with him.
Just one mammoth?
A behemoth, he called it.
Oh. Well then, either Father is hallucinating, or the boys have a fight on their hands.
I sure hope it's the latter. They're more than capable, and we need the food and the fur. It's been a rough week.
Sorry to hear.
Everyone's wondering why you haven't been around. I trust it's for a good reason. What have you been up to? Where are we going?
We're paying a visit to a human city.
A human city? What for?
They are currently in possession of many slaves. I think it's time you and I reduce that number to zero.
Humans owning slaves? Tell me more about this city.
Very massive. Very wealthy. Very repulsive. There it is. Stay low.
Finally. That was quite the journey. I now see why you haven't been home.
I've been watching this place, seeing how its citizens, leaders, and other authority figures go about their day.
And the slaves?
Over there, southeast. That's where they're being held.
Structure looks awfully small. You're sure that's it?
Yes. Saw a poor couple in chains get dragged in there. Most likely being kept underground.
Gods.
Don't worry. It all ends tonight. Absolutely, but what is it? This isn't some carriage we lead away from our territory, or a convoy we ambush and scare off the slavers. This is a city. There will be mass panic. Regardless of how despicable the people of this city are, I don't wish to kill any of them, directly or not. Besides, say we get the prisoners out. What then? They'll freeze out here. I've got it all figured out. I've spent my time here tunneling towards the city. I would have liked to have dug all the way to the prisoners, but it's too risky. No doubt the closer I get, the more noise I'll cause. So, here's what we're going to do. I'll charge in through the front gates and create a distraction. Make them think they're under attack. With all eyes on me, you'll move in, free the prisoners, smash a hole through the city's wall near the gardens. From there, it's a straight shot into the woods. Another 50 yards, you'll see an opening I left behind. All the prisoners have to do is jump down and follow the tunnel to freedom. Once the last prisoner jumps down, you cover up the hole with trees or something so they can't be followed. Then wait for me just outside the city.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, let's get to it. Circle around the city. Get as close as you can before I make my move.
Will do.
All right. One shot at this. Need to make it count. Many lives at stake. Let's do this. Boo. Grr. Roar. Fear me, humans, for I have come to feast on you all. No escape.
Where is she? We should have left already. What? What is she doing? That doesn't sound good. What did you do?
Go! Go, 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 go!
What happened back there? What are you carrying?
I'll explain later. Into the trees. Did you get everyone out?
Yes. Your plan worked like a charm. Half of it, at least. Was there an escape plan for us? Or are we just running?
That was my escape plan.
It'll do. Are we in the clear?
I think. Heads up!
I think you meant heads down.
Same thing.
Since when? Never mind. Come on. How are they still firing at us?
These humans are more resourceful than I thought. Hold up a minute.
What?
Hold this.
Astrid? In case you haven't noticed, this isn't the time to be standing around. What are you doing?
I'm gonna use this tree to hit back whatever it is they're firing at us. Hopefully scare them off.
What? Are you mad?
Just trust me.
Absolutely not. Of all the ideas you've ever had, this is the single most ridiculous, idiotic... I'll be damned.
I'll take that off your hands now. Let's go.
You know that's never going to work again.
I only need it to work once. Come on, keep up. We're not out of the woods yet.
Ow!
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And that was too close.
Indeed.
I don't suppose the water down there is deep enough.
Difficult to say. Let's turn around and...
Ah! Unbelievable. We should be dead.
Well, we're not. The day is ours, sister.
I'll celebrate when we return home, safe and sound. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
What?
Oh, my cloak.
Let me have a look. It's not so bad. Nothing Mother can't fix. Chin up, dear sister. Don't forget the amount of people who've gained their freedom thanks to you.
Most definitely. But Astrid.
Yes?
I never pressed the matter on who exactly was being enslaved. I just figured it'd be some other species, but those were other humans being horribly mistreated. I don't understand.
A species enslaving their own. Unusual, but not unheard of. Don't think about it too much. What matters now is that vile city is no longer mistreating innocent folk.
That's not all. Are you going to tell me what exactly you've been carrying? Is that gold? Did you steal their gold?
Yep, sure did. Don't look at me like that. After watching those men and women flaunt their wealth for a whole week, I'll be damned if I'm going to let them keep this. Besides, even with it in our hands, they're still well off.
What exactly do you plan to do with it?
Probably bury it somewhere. Hang on to it.
What for?
You never know.
Do you think it was wise to steal it? The big, bad giantess act is one thing. Causing a ruckus, leaving enough destruction behind for the prisoners to flee is something one could believe. But this... they're going to know this was deliberate, not random. Word will spread.
Ah, yes. Dozens of slaves saved by giantesses. But wait, those giantesses made off with the city's wealth, too. Who's going to believe that?
Our family, for starters. This whole scheme has you written all over it.
What's the worst that could happen? Mother and father will just scold us a little. I can hear father right now.
You got shot at by humans? And you ran? Well, I never.
And mother, well... I'm grateful neither of us have any wounds. She'd be glaring at us for days.
Indeed. We should get going now. We have a long walk ahead of us, and I need some food and a nap.
Now, after so long, I have a reason to dig up this gold. You. Anytime you're out and about, visiting a village or a city, it'd be nice to be able to make purchases of some kind. Whatever you want. Who knows what you'll come across? But just so we're clear, don't think you're getting all this at once. You couldn't possibly carry it all on you, and one must always be on alert for pickpockets. It's like, what?
An allowance? What's that?
Oh. Then yeah, it is. Be a good human, and Mommy will give you your allowance. Why are you making that face, human? Was it something I said?
Oh, sister. Yes, little one? Do I still have my cloak? Yes, I have it stashed away back home. Why do you ask? You want to see me wear it? I don't know.
been so long, I'm not sure it would still fit me. No. I don't really want to. Hey, what are you doing? Don't you dare hug my leg. Mm-mm. I'm not doing it. Nope. Never. Not under any circumstances. Come on out, Freya.
No.
Freya!
I look ridiculous.
We've already gotten this far. Don't keep our friend waiting. Either you come out or we're coming in.
Fine.
Well, how do I look? And you're both being so quiet. I knew this was a terrible idea. Yes, little one. What? I look beautiful. You're just saying that. Oh. Well, thank you, little one. You're so sweet. I should wear this more often. I'll think about it. See? The human loves it. All is well. Now, I don't know about you two, but I am getting hungry.
Me too. What did you have in mind?
Look up.
Look up?
Do you see it?
I do. Is that a griffin? It's flying in circles above us.
It's been following us all day, since we left the large trees. While you were getting dressed inside, I've been putting this spear together. And done. Excuse me a moment.
Astrid, that's a very difficult shot. Nearly impossible. The odds of you successfully hitting that... Never mind.
Here it comes. Ooh, we are eating good tonight. Is this what you imagined a griffin would look like, human? No? This is a lot more ugly than what you imagined? Sounds about right. Let's find a decent spot to cook this thing. After that, I think we could all use a wash. I know just the place. How was your meat, little one? Glad to hear. Would you like some more? No? You're full. Great. I think I've had enough to eat as well. I'm ready to go wash up.
As am I. Let's get in there. We only have a couple hours of daylight left. I'd like to enjoy the falls.
What's wrong, little one? You don't have to look away while we undress. You know that.
We see all of you every time you need a bath. There's no harm in you seeing all of us.
Come on. It's okay. Ah, there we go. Hello there. Hey, don't forget, my eyes are up here. I'm teasing, little one. Don't worry. Now, why don't you get undressed and come join us? Let's go, sister.
That feels nice.
Very. It's just what I needed.
Oh, human. We're waiting for you.
Little one, please join us.
Yes, please do. Before I march over there, rip those clothes off and bring you here myself. In fact... That's more like it. Get over here.
You're still too far, little one.
Come closer. Perfect. Now you can properly rinse yourself off. Doesn't it feel nice? Good. Why don't I sit for now? I think you could use more company than just my legs. Care to join, sister?
Gladly.
This is nice. The three of us spending this day together.
Indeed. If only our friend here would stop being so tense. It's as if we're complete strangers.
Are we making you uncomfortable, little one? No. Are you sure?
Our friend is just not used to this. The three of us so close together, completely uncovered. Is that it? I thought so. May I hold you for a moment? Thank you. Come here. Let me help you loosen up a little. Just close your eyes and relax. Don't hold your breath, human. Breathe in and out. There we go. No more tensing up. Remember, you're with friends.
More than friends. We're your family now.
That we are.
My, sister. The little one is melting in your hands. So quickly, too. I have to say, I might be a little jealous.
Don't be silly, Freya. Your skills are unmatched. I've seen how you soothe the human to sleep every night.
Too much of a sweetheart to ask for a massage every night. But that won't stop me. I'm more than happy to fulfill your desires, little one.
Oh, I think I know what the human desires. But that's a conversation for another day. For now, my friend, let's turn you over. Get a nice look at your back. Place my thumbs right there. Move them up and down for a few moments until finally, as I move them up, put just the slightest amount of pressure. There we are. I'd ask if that hit the spot, but your moans tell me everything I need to know.
You're going to have to teach me that.
Certainly. Tomorrow night. Here, why don't you take over?
With pleasure. Well done, sister. You really loosened up our friend here. I don't think I've ever felt the little one like this before. Little one, are you still with us? Oh. There you are. Just barely. It's okay. Keep your eyes closed. Oh. You look so comfortable. So peaceful. So serene. Like you don't have a care in the world. So perfect. It makes me so happy to see you this way. So happy that you trust us so much. Ever since we met. To allow yourself be so vulnerable. You know, you've always known. You're in good hands.
Literally.
You can fall asleep now, little one. Don't worry. We'll get you cleaned up. Take good care of you. Leave everything to us.
Hello there, sleepyhead. We're back in the cave. You passed out on us at the waterfall. A little rude, don't you think? Our fault? How dare you? Everything okay? All right. After you fell asleep, we cleaned you up, got ourselves cleaned up, and made our way back here. Then, we took the liberty of looking through your bag of clothing, pulled out what you prefer to sleep in, and got you dressed. That's right. You slept through it all. How? Well, we are pretty good with our hands, are we not? What time is it? All I know is it's the middle of the night. As a matter of fact, this will be our last night here. Tomorrow, we'll gather everything we need, and the three of us will begin traveling. Drifting from place to place. Just like old times for my sister and I. And now we have you, so it'll be even better. Eventually, we'll find human civilization to live nearby, and you can visit them whenever you want. As long as they are a pleasant and welcoming bunch. But not too welcoming, after all. You're ours now. Wouldn't have it any other way. Good. That makes me happy. So very, very happy. Little one, did you just... Wow, that was nice. Little one, I love you. I love you. Come here. Snuggle into me. Perfect. Just perfect. We should get some sleep. We have a big day tomorrow, don't we? We certainly do. Wait, one more? Thank you. Good night, my love. Sweet dreams. It's about.